This is Katie B, and you are about to listen to an early episode of my podcast. Now the show is called the Move Your DNA Podcast, and you can find all episode transcripts and the show notes to this episode at nutritiousmovement.com/podcast. Enjoy.
Wow, that makes mine sound goofy. I want to learn to juggle.
I don't think it is. Welcome to the Katie Says Podcast, where Danny Hammett and Katie Bowman talk about movement, the tiny details, the larger issues, and why movement matters. I'm Katie B, biomechanist and author of Move Your DNA.
And I'm Danny Hammett. It's not cool. Like if I go Danny H, it's not as cool as Katie B. Maybe it should be DH. Maybe it should just be DH.
Boys to men, ABC.
Wickety, 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 whack. Mm-hmm. All right. And I am a chronically curious movement teacher. And it is time once again for the end of the year health recap.
Mm-hmm. Ah. I love this.
Yes, it's pretty fun. Where we reflect on what we did to move toward better health and a better life in 2016, and then we kind of look forward to our hopes and plans for 2017. So I'm hoping that people that did this last year, you just kind of can follow along with us down your list, and feel free to shout out your own answers, listeners.
Exactly.
And we'll take those into account. So how do you want to do this year? You want to ask questions like every other question?
I'll ask all the 2016, and you can ask all the 2017.
Excellent. That is very organized and snappy.
Time saving.
Right. Go.
Danny H., your biggest health triumph in 2016?
I lost 20 pounds and healed my digestion. What about you?
Wow, mine seems trite. I did that big, long, 38-mile walk on my birthday.
That's not trite. What are you talking about? That's gigantic.
You're like, I healed my digestive. I'm like, I took a walk, really long walk, one day.
Yeah. Mm.
You win. That was great. I love it. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, as to you.
If I were to ask you to give one resource that helped you do that, what would it be?
Ayurveda.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
I mean, was there a website?
No, I went to a clinic here in Boulder, and he's actually an author, Dr. Duyard.
All right.
Writes a lot of stuff.
That helps, isn't it? Like someone's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, he just wrote a book about eating wheat and stuff, and I highly recommend that one for gut health.
All right.
Okay.
Smartest health decision you made in 2016?
That's going to be so boring. I bought myself a packet of visits to an Ayurvedic practitioner. That's how it started.
I see a theme.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about you?
I add in cold training. Cold training changed my world.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cold plunges. It's been fantastic for our whole family.
Awesome.
One word that best sums up and describes your 2016 health experience.
Progress.
Oh, how about such you? Such a great word. Outdoors for me.
Cool.
It was just all out. My health experience was all outside. Greatest lesson about health you learned in 2016?
Oh, first of all, you need to chew your food. Like, really chew your food.
Oh, yes.
I was always kind of a food gulper because I came from a family of fast eaters. And you really need to chew your food till it's liquid. And I also learned that for me personally, maybe this goes for everybody, I don't know, but 3 meals a day is plenty. Like, the whole you need a snack to keep your energy up during the day. Learned I did not need that, and it was actually holding me back from some better health. So for me, that was a big, big lesson. How about you?
Well, I'm sorry. I was like thinking about that. I'm going, I wonder, someone was just saying that 2 meals a day was their lesson, right? And anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just good, I think, to let yourself clear out is what it is.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm not really a meal eater. I am more of a grazer, early day grazer, and not a late eater. So interesting. I love health. For me, I threw my back out a couple days ago.
Really?
And so, yeah, it happens about once a year, usually in particularly stressful, non-moving times in my life. Usually if there's a crisis or a situation where movement isn't an option, which doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. But the greatest health lesson is something that I learn every single year, which is you can't bank it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no kidding.
It doesn't bank. It's a daily, it's a multiple times a day. It's a 100 times a day investment that you choose to make. Can't bank it.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
The most loving service that you performed in 2016.
This I'm so psyched about. I took up meditation like back in January, and finally, after all these years, and doing it is definitely an act of loving.
Loving to yourself, loving to the
world. To everyone. Yeah, it just makes you better for everything around you. It's not just navel gazing. It's definitely makes you better for everyone else. How about you?
You're supposed to be gazing at your navel. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
You've been doing it wrong.
I've been doing it wrong. Most loving service was taking care of a friend with an illness. That was the most that I've never been in that space before. And that was, I'm like, oh, this is love. I can feel that. So yeah, that was the most loving service. Unfinished health business in 2016.
Gosh. Okay. I'm just coming out with it. What? It's that pull-up. That damn pull-up. It's not there. I'm halfway there, but I'm not there. And that, it's not done. What is your most unfinished health business?
Well, it's supposed to be a trick. It's not supposed to be a trick answer, but it is that extra book. That extra book that I wrote is the representation of unfinished health business. It was the time that I took in 2016 to not do all of the steps towards my health that I wanted to do. So,
well,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's holding space. So it's like that. That is the book that I see. I'm like, oh, that book right there. That was the unfinished health business.
Oh my gosh. You're a crazy woman. Are you still taking good care of your skin though?
My skin is
that was your loving service from last year, was like you learned to start taking care of your skin. And every time I see a picture of you, I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's real. It's real. And I keep doing more things. And, you know, I think the cold plunging is part of that.
That's huge.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is really amazing to be almost 41 and to have kind of what I would say a more youthful glow than when I was 25, just because of where I'm choosing to spend my time. So that's great. My skincare regime is just, it is the most loving kind of meditative self-service thing I do every day with.
Awesome.
Faith. Shout out to Feather Eagle Sky. Mm-hmm. So that was unfinished.
That was unfinished.
So I think it's good. We lead with the unfinished. I wonder what it was from last year.
Oh,
what
for you, meditation.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really get around to that this year.
You were not looking at your navel enough. So
no, I did a lot of deep reflection. I would say that this year was very much a very reflective, aware year for me, a very mindful year. But I didn't use meditation as a tool to do it. I was just kind of doing it all the time while I was writing books. And then for you, what is your unfinished from last year?
It was the pull-up.
All right. Okay.
It's two years running.
I see a theme.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Maybe I should just lower the bar. I don't know.
You're like, how about just hang? How about a flexed arm hang? You should need to be like the presidential guidelines and give yourself sort of like a range.
Yeah. Just like the grip strength. We'll just change. Exactly. We'll just change what the bar is. Yeah.
All right. So most happy about completing 2016.
Okay. This is kind of not like, it wasn't a huge physical thing, but I think for my health, it was good. I stopped coloring my hair.
Oh.
And because I went gray, I started getting gray hairs when I was like 25 or 24, just pretty young. And so I started coloring them out. And then something clicked in my brain. And I just wanted to stop. And that was it. And somebody was like, oh, well, you should dye your hair gray so there won't be an ugly transition and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, no, I'm like going through this whole experience and just watching it come out. And it's just been super, super cool. Like, I wish I would have done this 20 years ago.
Let's transition away from ugly transition. Like, just like it's not ugly.
Yeah, it's
like,
not. Ugly, it's been the just coolest no word thing. Yeah.
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 To watch your hair grow. I mean, like, how amazing.
Like, oh, are you going to cut? And I'm like, no, I'm totally digging this process. I Can't explain why, it's like but a it's living just so timeline. Fun.
You have a living timeline on your head.
I do.
Like, I just think that's amazing. It's great.
And one of my friends said, it's kind of magical because silver strands are coming out of your head. How magical is that?
Exactly.
I have a great attitude about it.
You're like Rumpelstiltskin. You're like Rumpelstiltskin. You're just like weaving silver on your head at night when no one's looking.
Yes. Small. And I'm not angry about it. I love it.
Small gnome in your corner. You're like a child's book.
What about your health? Are you most happy with completing?
Completing Movement Matters. I feel like I'm like very literal. Like the best thing about my health that got completed was the writing of this book so I could have a long hunk of, to get it. It's like a birth, right? I got
uh-huh.
it. So I feel on the other side, I feel like that happy, that long labor has completed. So I feel healthier just having it out there.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel all healthier right. that it's out there too.
Oh, good.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to have done that for your health. Three people with the greatest impact on your health in 2016, your health life. So it could be your life too.
Okay. For me, I think it was health life. Definitely. It was Wim Hof because I started doing the cold training and there's this guy that does Headspace. His name is Andy and he's a monk. He's like a former monk and he created the Headspace app. And so that's how I do my meditation practice. And I just like that he did that. Like I feel connected that he helped me finally become a meditator. And then author named Vishen Lakhiani wrote a book that just really made me reframe my mental and physical health a lot. Those are the three That's people. Three. People I've never even met. Isn't that weird? Because last time it was people I've met. And I don't, you know, you're just like a sidebar. You're like, you're a given. If I could list you every year that people be like, she's a butt kisser. Yeah. But, you know, you're always influencing my health.
And vice versa.
Thank you.
Three people in my life?
Yes. Who were they?
I just asked myself the question.
I don't even need to be here. I'm going to go get a cup of tea and I'll be back in about a half an hour. You can finish this up on your own.
Exactly. I'll just fill in your answers. The director of our local nature school, I would say that she really impacted my health in that she creates a space, a safe, healthy space for my kids every day, safe, healthy, educational space for my kids, which then supports me physically. Like it's like a mind body piece that comes from the work that she does. So her name's Sarah Salzer Tipton. So I would make her number one. My husband always is that he is just a constant impactor of my health in a good way. He's just constantly raising the bar. What a jerk. Like, seriously, that's where the bar is now?
Yeah. And, could you maybe send him over to my house and have him lower that bar for my pull-up?
Exactly.
He can do that too. Bars around.
He can do that too. And then he'll say something, you know, like roomy. And then you're like, what? He's like, sure, the bar can be that low. That just means that your feet have to go up there now and you can go find the donkey that lives up there. And then you're like, wow, that's profound. There's a lot of that going on in my house. Oh, Martine Prechtel. Martine Prechtel is an author who wrote this book, An Unlikely Peace. Oh, I'm gonna mess it up. See if I have the copy of the book around here. It's An Unlikely Peace at, and then there is a Mayan word. we can type it out in the show notes. But if you just look up Martine Prechtel, MartinPrechtel, his book transformed me. I've been working a lot in, I don't want to tell you this section right now because the section that I want to talk about, I sent you a little gift. And if I talk about it right now, you'll know.
Sorry,
everyone out there who doesn't know what I'm talking about. But I've been working. Do you know that South is Up map that I have?
Yes.
Okay. There is a map. So we are the way that we think is heavily influenced by the way other people before us thought to organize stuff. Right. It's not how it is. It's how someone else has chosen to organize it. And the morals and the values and the culture of the people who organized things for us pass on their morals and their culture simply through their choice and organization.
Yes.
That was a mind opener for me to go, oh, I get it. that part of what's reinforcing my cultural point of view is because I only consume things organized by people who had a particular value system that, frankly, I don't subscribe to. But I didn't realize the impact of organization. And time is one of the things that have been, it's been organized, as well as that map. So the map, the South is Up, is an entire world map where it would be, you would say it's flipped upside down because your sure. right side up to you is the way that you've seen it. But it's just a globe floating in the sky. There is no up or down. It's just the way a map is shown to us. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing with other cultures' way of organizing time.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting to me.
It is. So that has ripped off a whole other level of, oh, I get why this is so challenging. So that's what I'm doing. And his work has been as crucial to that as Robin Wall Kimmerer's Braiding Sweetgrass was to understanding the plants and how they and humans work together. So it's
this cultural stuff is my favorite part of all this. Sure. I cannot wait to talk to you more about this.
Nope, we're not talking about it anymore. That was it. Sorry.
All right. Well, I just...
All right.
Okay.
Next question. Biggest health risk in 2016?
I just took a MoveNat workshop back in March.
I'm
a weekend
so proud of you.
Thing. And it was really scary to sign up for. And I just did it without even thinking. And I didn't bag out on it. And I went through the whole thing. And it was really hard. And I was the second oldest person there. And I just... I don't know. I'm glad I did it. And you're right. Anybody can do it. Like, I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to accomplish this and finish it. But it's just you work from where you're at.
Totally.
Just
and now
like
they have
anything else.
Now they have an elements workshop where
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're like, I'm too afraid. It's like the elements are like the super intro steps. And it's not like you're just. I mean, that's the one thing I love about movement and the joyful support of others. You know, it's not like, oh, you can't do this as good as me. It's not like that. It's just like, wow, you did that. That's so cool. And let's do it together. And it's just very supportive. I left this blank. Is that weird? Does that mean I took no risks?
Your biggest health risk?
I don't think I took any health risks. Maybe.
Well, that birthday walk was big. And then you got lost and stuff or...
Just ill prepared.
I mean, that's
yeah. Maybe I say for me, if I had to pick one, is what I felt was risky was like I did go on a retreat by myself. Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, sorry, I can't say it out loud. But I did something outside of my box that left me again healthier. Yeah, it was good.
Did you get a lower back tattoo?
I did.
Okay, I figured. I read you like a book.
Biggest health surprise in 2016.
Is a secret. No, the biggest health risk is a secret, everybody. We don't know. We don't know.
It wasn't even a risk. It was a perceived risk of me, and it was worth it.
Excellent.
Next question. In fact, all these are secret from now on going on. Secret.
Oh, my gosh.
Secret.
Okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Only
show.
Secret. All right. Biggest health surprise in 2016.
That was a tough one for me because I didn't really have any... that I haven't talked about already. So I guess for me, every year I feel better than I did the year before. And that's contrary to what we're conditioned to believe.
Exactly.
You know, we're supposed to think you deteriorate and you get worse and worse. But I seem to be getting better and better. And it dawned on me like 3 months ago that, holy cow, I keep feeling better. And I'm going to name that the new norm. Like you can always be getting better and better instead of becoming decrepit. It's not really a surprise, but it's just kind of like a realization that I'm better now at 45 than I was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'd actually say something similar. Like it just keeps getting easier. It's just a surprise to me every time. It's a surprise to me that there are these major cultural blocks to health that when you flick them off like a scab, things click into place even more.
Yeah. And just that perception
that's a surprise.
Too. Like if you start to feel bad and you could tell somebody and they say, well, yep. Yeah. Welcome to getting older. Or you can look at it and go, oh, wait, maybe if I got rid of blank or did this. And the cultural stuff is huge.
What health and relationship improved most in 2016?
Yeah, that one I didn't know what to put. I guess just because it's, probably the one between my digestion and myself. I'll just say that.
There you go. Yeah, that could be a relationship between yourself.
Yeah.
For me, I think it was community. Like our relationship improved with our community. Like we engaged and cultivated community more intently than we have ever before. And that health relationship is significantly improved. And it's constantly growing, right? We're constantly adding more to our community. So that was one. That's a cool compliment you would have liked to receive but didn't.
Can you guess?
No.
Nice pull-up.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
What compliment would you have liked to receive but didn't?
I appreciate how much you're prioritizing your self-care, Mom. I didn't get that one.
Yeah, you won't.
I figure that's you know, feel free, listeners, to go ahead and co-op that
one. I'll just call you periodically and say it in a cute little voice and make you feel better.
Exactly. What compliment would you have liked to have given but didn't?
Oh, man. I didn't. I don't have one for that. Am I thrown off the show now?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that one,
tried to be really good. That was a really great answer. That was a really great answer to question number 13, Danny. That could have been.
Thanks. I tried to be really conscious of being kinder and on the spot telling people that they're awesome.
Exactly.
I don't feel like I left anything unfinished on that one.
Well, what I found was interesting was I wrote 13 after writing 12, which was, you're a really great mom. You know, like I didn't give my mom that many compliments on her parenting. You know, and actually now that I wrote that, I will actually give that compliment and not just on the show. Like, so I was like, oh, that's interesting that my what's funny or sarcastic is how little our kids do that. And it's like, I don't do that. So
right. So totally.
So I'm going to go be the change.
Yeah.
What else do you need to do or say to be complete with 2016, Miss Hemet?
Aloha.
Oh, you dirty dog.
How about you?
For me, good night. Like, I think I could go to bed right now till the end of 2016 and I would be complete with 2016. Now, am I going to say it? No, but that's the thing I would need to say.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Now we're into the Creating Health 2017. My turn to ask the questions. What would you like to be your biggest health triumph in 2017?
Are you ready?
I am totally ready.
6 month social media break.
Love it.
Maybe even a year. I'm working at the logistics, but yeah, like a true embodiment of not like, and I'm just going to have someone else do my thing for me while I'm gone. Like, no, I'm going. And yeah, so that's what I'm working on now.
That's a lot of work just to get ready for that.
But it is because I, you know, it's like a pair of shoes that I wear. Mm-hmm. Like I'm adapted to it. So I have to do a lot of work to change to something else.
Yeah.
What about you?
Pull up. I'm going to get that pull-up.
I love it. I'm so coming over. Like, when I came to your house, didn't I, like, make you do some pull-ups? I was like, I'll spot you.
You lifted me up.
There you go. That's all right.
It was a start. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you did, like, 3 right there in front of me. Like, oh, yeah, no problem.
That was for motivation. Like, yeah, that was like a sidebar. That was my sidebar.
Please, come on.
All right.
Katie Wahlberg, what health advice would you like to give yourself in 2017?
It can wait.
Oh, love that.
That's my mantra. It can wait. But you?
Excellent. Shoulds, and I'm doing air quotes, shoulds never help.
Yeah. Don't should on someone.
Yeah.
Don't should on someone was what someone told me. Because I get to the point where I'm like, was it I should or could or would? Which one was I not supposed to use? And then that whole don't should on someone by eliminating should and... For readers of my books, you'll see that book I've edited that word out.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like crazy when you do that, right?
Yeah, and we do it to ourselves constantly.
Sure.
And that's just part of that cultural message.
Yeah.
You know, I should feel this way. I should do this. And if you can remove those, because they are not helpful. Like, never. All right. What major effort are you planning to improve your health results in 2017?
A major decrease in screen time. Note like that, like big time, not like a one day, like a big time reduction in screen time.
All screen
you?
Time.
All screen
I would just,
time.
I'm just putting this out there. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I'd like to try to walk 2017 miles.
Oh, super year. Cool. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a blog about it again?
I don't know. I might. It takes a lot of time. And I'm I'm like you. I'm trying to extract myself from that. I took a month break from social media this last summer, and it was one of the best things I ever did for myself ever. I'm kind of trying to remove myself, but blogging is fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Instagram is a good way of going. I'm going to do 2017 miles Instagram, which is only a minute of your time. And you're just saying, find me on like my only social media to be able to do this is I had to give up other time. So I'm not blogging. Follow me here for quick insights.
Oh,
and then there you go.
Smarty pants. I'm going to take that idea. Thank you.
Do it.
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
What would you be most happy about completing in 2017? And if you say a book,
no.
Or two books.
No.
Okay.
Did you hear what I just said? A reduction in screen time. I'm not going to be typing it out on a typewriter. Shorthand. A month of camping.
Straight?
Straight.
Sounds fun.
Yep. You?
I would like to finish the 10-week Wim Hof course because I keep getting stuck on certain weeks. It gets more and more challenging.
Yeah. All right.
What major health indulgence are you willing to experience in 2017?
Camping in Iceland, some wilderness, like super wilderness, hot springs with the fam. That's going to be my indulgent thing this year.
That would be awesome. Iceland looks so cool.
It's cool. I love it there. I really love it there.
Did you see what I did there? Okay. For me, I'll just ask myself.
Do it.
I would like to take some bushcraft classes.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody I've been following here, and they give great classes. And they're a little pricey, but I think I deserve it.
Sure.
Yep. What would you most like to change about your health in 2017?
I'd like to stop drinking coffee is my goal. Coffee
and
chocolate.
You don't really drink that much coffee, though.
No, I drink a cup. But just given the movement matters and the sourcing of, like, coffee and chocolate, I'm like, those are things I don't need. I've just – I have cultural preference for them, a personal preference. So doing the physical work to adapt away from those, that's on my list.
Okay. That's you? Admirable. Yeah, I want to, I'd like to learn, have more bushcraft experience, more skills.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of critical to my health, I feel like.
Did I just ask you that question? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, what, no, that was the
no,
that was what
well,
you'd like to change.
That's what I'm
going like
to indulge
more
in, and that's what I'd like to change. I'd like to be able to be more self-sufficient in that regard.
Got it.
What are you looking forward to learning about health in 2017?
More about plant medicine. That's like my big interest.
Mine is almost that same thing. More foraging and identification of plants. And also, I'd like to start studying Reiki because I think that's kind of interesting stuff, too. What do you think your biggest health risk will be in 2017? That's a crazy question, but I like it.
I put podcasting.
Really?
I put
is
book
this,
writing and
dangerous?
Podcasting.
What are you
to my health,
about?
It is. Yeah, like I just, it's the stuff that I do for work is the thing at this point that poses the biggest risk for my health. So I have to always keep going, okay, how can I still work, but in a way that's reducing elements of it, right? I'm just constantly trying to stack my work. So those are that's the puzzle that I'm working on right now is how can I still do what I want to do, but find a different way of doing it in a way where it's getting me more of what I need, but I'm still being authentic that I'm a producer and that this is what I do for a living. So, yeah.
Totally. For me, my biggest health risk is I would like to, do you know what a 14er is? Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Okay, and Colorado has a lot of mountains, and it has, depending on which source you're looking at, either 53 or 58 peaks over 14,000 feet. That's a lot. And I would like to start climbing them, and I would like to complete this summer.
Wow.
So, and there's one not too far from where I live, so I'm going to start working on that one.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because I finally got adapted to the altitude. That was my thing from last year was, it's so high here, but,
Rocky Mountain High.
Yep, totally.
That's like the motto.
What about your health are you most committed to changing and improving in 2017?
Patience with myself. I'm really patient with other people, but I'm not very patient with myself. So that's part of that whole urgency of time. I don't give myself a wide open space always to do the things that I need to do. What about you?
I'd like to just work on my flexibility, do more yoga. I kind of have been out of it for several years now. So
would you be doing some sort of flexibility in yoga that would parlay into doing a pull-up?
Yes, absolutely. It's all connected.
It's all connected. Because
I'm flexible in all the stuff I've been working on, you know, like upper body, but then I kind of have neglected some other stuff.
Whatever. That's the whole point.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. What is one as yet undeveloped talent you are willing to explore in 2017?
What do you think it is going to be?
I have no idea. With you, it could be, anything.
What I am not good at is not producing. And it seems like a weird thing to say, but I don't have the ability to not be producing things constantly. That like to just go like, what am I going to do? And it's not to say that I want to do nothing. It's just that producing new things constantly is a habit I'm not able to break. And so not producing is what's on the schedule for 2017. Is that what you expected me to say?
It is not.
It's a skill I don't have. I feel like some people would say, you know, like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm trying to be able to finish, but that's not a skill set ever. We all have different skill sets, and I don't have the ability to not produce, and that's not good for my health.
No. I get that.
You?
Wow, that makes mine sound goofy. I want to learn to juggle.
I don't think it is. Like, I think that they're different tasks, but it's the same thing. It's a part of you that you recognize if you could do it, your life would be better for you, and you want to do it. It's the same exact thing.
Oh, hilarious.
Different path.
So you know what you had? You know what you had last year? You were like going to hunt. You were going to hunt.
I got a little closer to that.
You were going to like throttle a deer with your bare hands or something
like
that.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that close. But I definitely, there's steps closer, but no, not there.
I thought of you about a month ago. I was watching a movie called Captain Fantastic. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but a lot of people have told me about it.
Oh, just you guys got to watch it.
Really?
This kid in the opening scene just grabs a deer from behind and slits its throat. And I was like, hey, that's what Katie's working toward. It was pretty awesome. But you'll love the movie. Trust me.
Well, I guess we got crabs.
You got crabs. Sneak up behind a, yeah.
I mean, that's a weird statement. No one tweet that. And then with the link, yeah, I got crabs.
Yeah.
By Katie Bowman.
We got crabs. Who's we?
What was yours?
Don't put me in there.
Exactly. Danny and I got crabs. Tell me what your thing was for last year.
From last year, not nearly as cool. It was finishing a book.
Did you finish it?
No, the damn
like
pull-up in the
writing
book.
It, not reading it.
No, I read too many books. I should write more books. it was writing a book. Yeah,
did you
finishing
do it?
A book I've been writing. I've not. I made some progress on it, but I didn't finish it.
All right.
Okay. What brings you joy and health, and how are you going to have more of that in 2017?
Oh, I didn't see the how part. I just said, are you going to have more wilderness, backpacking? And I put yes, but how am I going to have it?
Well,
By doing all these other things.
Yeah.
Just reducing my productivity of that type of a particular type and being online. That's my plan to do the things that bring me more joy and health. You? Yes.
Hiking and camping.
Yeah. See, look, I feel like we're going to do a lot of this together. I feel like there's something coming for us together. So too bad we won't be on
and we got crabs we
anybody.
Got crabs
and exactly.
Who or what other than yourself are you most committed to loving and serving in 2017?
This is a different answer for me. It's my lady friends. It's the women in my life, which include you, many other women. Like, I just feel like that's a level of community. Like, definitely I'm engaging with my kids and other parents of the kids that are in our lives, but like specifically going like, what do some of the other women in my life need that I can do that's not just generically like taking their kids. So that's
cool.
That's where I'm putting my awareness this year. Yeah. So look for, I might be showing up on your doorstep. I'll be like, we're going backpacking and I'm going to rub your shoulders. I don't know. So I don't know what it's going to mean.
I brought some crabs and exactly. It's going to be great. I think let that's the crabs cool. It's taking it to another level. That's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
I like that.
Who are you going to serve?
Mine is the same as last year because it turned out so well. I figure I might as well keep on. And it was everyone.
Oh,
just
that's
being
so
better
good.
About serving and loving everyone because mm-hmm. it felt really good. And I'm going to try and keep on doing that.
All right.
Last one. What one word would you like to have as your health theme in 2017?
Well, what was my one from last year?
Let me see. I'm looking through our notes and we yammer and go on. Oh, I had forward and you had wilderness.
I would say that was nicely done. I did a lot of wilderness, more so than ever before. So 2017, my word is low tech. Is that a hyphen? Is a hyphenated word count?
I think it is. And yes, it does count.
All right. Low tech.
Excellent.
What about you? You?
Just dynamic. Just keep moving in the different directions.
Dynamic. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Keeping moving. That's good.
I don't know. Looking through last year's, it was kind of cool. And I hope that if you are doing this at home, you know, listeners, that you look back at last year because you probably will feel pretty accomplished. I mean, I did. It was kind of, except for that pull-up and that book, really, everything I set out to do, I did. And I think saying it and writing it is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. I hope that you do it again for this next year.
Me too.
And in this, we're doing something a little bit different. We had just started the question of the week, and now I'm going to take it away because we just asked a lot of questions. But we wanted to share a laugh with you before we head off toward 2017. Your books, Katie's books, most of them are available on Audible.
Move Your DNA, Whole Body, Barefoot, and then Movement Matters coming up. Okay. So three.
Okay.
Also on iTunes and on Amazon. You don't have to go to Audible. Cool. That's just
okay. So it's just as far as an
audiobooks. Book. Yeah.
And I read your books, but I also listen to them because it's something I can do while I'm walking and moving around. And if you've never had one of Katie's audiobooks before, you should know that you're missing out on some of the most ridiculous and hilarious blooper reels I've ever heard.
Do other books have blooper reels? I just thought.
I have never heard one. And it's so great because, you know, you're listening to the whole book and you're like, wow, she's genius. She's really smart. And then you get to the bloopers and you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to her brain? It's so funny when you can't say words. And I don't mean to make fun of you, but I was in tears.
Yeah.
I mean, tears and tears. And then I called my kids and I'm like, you have to listen to this. And they cocked their little heads and they're like, is that Katie? I was like, yes.
Well, I sent it to you like on a Google Drive, the blooper. So I sent you two. What, every book has its own blooper reel. So one of the ones that you got is the blooper reel for Movement Matters. But the other one was extra blooper reel for this show. And to kind of go, here's what's awaiting. This is the treasure trove that is included on every audiobook. And a verbal moron would be
you,
a very
yeah,
gentle
you really
way.
Are. Oh. I mean, it's just so black and white. It's so different.
You're in a box for 50 hours. I don't know. 50 hours of time to make a 4 or 5 hour
But the
audiobook.
One, the word incalculable.
Incalculable.
Yes, calculable. And you just... I've never seen anybody struggle over a hurdle so much to get over that word in my life.
You just, when you read that many words, I mean, you're reading 4 to 5 hours at a time. Your throat, you can't, reading aloud is different than writing and is differently than reading. I'm a speed reader, so to have to say every word.
Yeah.
And the way that I pronounce words in my head is not the way that it turns out that they're actually said. So, yeah, it's a struggle. And so are you going to play? You're going to play one of the blooper reels? The one that's the bonus blooper reel that's
yes,
not on any book?
Yes, that one, the incalculable.
Right,
is that the one you sent me?
Let's do it.
And, all right, so you got to check out her books. And here's a sample of some of the goofiness that comes out of her mouth. Her verbal Was it more
Moronaship? It's Moronaship. it's like you don't know anything.
She's trying to read her own work. That's what I like. It's your own work. That's the best part.
Exactly. I was like, this is a great word. Who put this in? Oh, yeah, I know. Classic Katie. Okay, ready? Oh, man. In light of this incalculable, seems like a incalculable,
incalculably.
Oh, you say it so well. Incalculably. Okay. I need to drop my lips. Incalculably. In light of this incalculable number, cross-training as we do it, adding some yoga to your regular running routine or swapping a dance class for a cycling class, seems like a incalculable... Memorable. You don't even have to open up your mouth for that word. Our family enjoys an occasional... Walnut, weasel, willow, and wren. According to an official... I wonder if anyone else has recorded an audiobook where it's just a list of unrelated words. Who would like my next book to be just me reading the dictionary? According to an official statement from Oxnard, California now has a university press and they're releasing dictionaries. Yay, Ventura County. If I wanted to be even more accurate, If I wanted to accurate, that was so ironic. Do you want me to be more accurate? Trees are shaped by the wind, but here's the thing. Out of all the nutrients we require. Bone mineral was thought to be closely related to this substance called... Hydroxyapatite. That can't be apatite, right?
Let me look it up real quick.
Is there a chemistry nomenclature enunciation site?
Okay, got it. Here we go.
Hydroxyapatite. Why is she so breathless? Why? She just came from the chemistry lab. Hydroxyapatite. I'm the only person who becomes more educated reading their own audiobook. I was like, what does that word mean? Oh, it's in my book. Oh. And that it has somewhat limited our progress. Sorry, I'm trying to look around the microphone. Hold on. I was like a boxer. I was like, bob and weave. And so humanal. We're humanals. Let us out of the cage. As well as colorfully printed plastic. Oh, thank you. I was like, why does that seem weird? Because you're reading it wrong. My biomechanic. It sounded like rain just all of a sudden was on a tin roof that was only over my head. I think it's great that I have never gotten a paper cut. Well, that was just that's my holiday gift for everyone. That's the end of the abdominal advent, right? Just a little bit of belly laughs.
Oh my gosh.
Although I guess if you want more bloopers, you could just listen to this podcast, all the podcasts.
I guess so. But I love that sometimes it's like somebody wrote it. And you're trying to figure it out and read it, but it's yours. And it's precious and priceless.
And there's a lot of foreign words that I use in my books and people's names that you're like, oh, that's fine. Until you read it out loud, you're like, oh, I have no idea how to say it. And then how you think you say it is not. So every one of those stumbling blocks ends up being like a 15-minute research session online where you're trying to find a YouTube where the person is announcing themselves or someone else is introducing them. I mean, it's a big... deal. Audiobooks are a ton of work. But anyway, I hope
I can imagine.
You enjoy it.
Well, you do a bang-up job of it. Thank you for the work.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks, everyone, for listening. For more information, books, online exercise classes, you can find me at nutritiousmovement.com. And you can find more from Danny Hemmett at moveyourbodybetter.com.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Sweet-a.
Hopefully you find the general information in this podcast informative and helpful, but it is not intended to replace medical advice and should not be used as such.